Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we're going toward the second hour, and we have Doug in Ohio calling in. Today's guest, Dr. A. True Ott. We're talking about the pandemic, and we hope you will call your neighbors and friends and say, listen in. You might learn some startling news. To Doug in Ohio, it was my pleasure to be at a forum with Phil Donahue and the author and activist Naomi Wolf. And it was last fall. And it had just occurred that in the Army Times, dated September 30th, 2008, there was a controversial article, not from the Army or the DOD, but in the Army Times. It talked about a returning crack brigade from Iraq being deployed state time, unprecedented for the first time. And they were very astonished and concerned about this. Before 2008 was complete and in late, what happened? The Department of Defense acknowledged that in addition to the brigade, which is comprised of about 3,500 or 4,000 crack troops, that there would be a need for an additional 20,000 troops to be stationed stateside, boots on the ground, in the good old USA. Unprecedented. Fast forward to these ads that maybe Doug is referring to, both on the National Guard and on the Army website, Go Army, or for jobs, monster.com, you can find requests for internment / resettlement specialist. And if you read the requirements, it's just a little bit chilling. What is a civilian detainee, CD? And so forth. It goes on and on about that. And Dr. Ott alerted me a while back to the International Pandemic Conference that was held the week of the 19th, 2021, that time frame in Washington, D.C., international gathering of all kinds of experts for the pandemic or potential pandemic. And Dr. Ott, you told me about some of the breakout sessions that were absolutely amazing. And they talked about, you know, high fatality and all of this stuff and how you move people about. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to present Dr. True Ott, and we still have Doug online from Ohio. We appreciate his calling in. We'll go to a break here shortly, so be advised that Dr. Ott, the mic is yours, and you and Doug can go from there.
Well, we actually had, I had colleagues that were stationed or lived close by this conference area. It was at the Hilton or the Marriott, one of the two there in Washington, D.C. They needed it was a secure facility. It was like almost like a Bilderberger meeting, where, you know, if you didn't have credentials, you weren't allowed anywhere near the place. Okay, my one colleague is very highly credentialed, received a pass to go in and basically just take notes, and he was denied access because for one reason or another he was not allowed in. But he does have friends who did attend, and they filled him in. The vast majority of the discussion was how to take care of the casualties, which are going to be in the millions, they said.
We'll go to break here, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com. Visit ultraimmunity.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm hoping that the music will raise your spirits and encourage you to be a dynamic, productive, active American and check out this information for yourself. The conference, I have the dates now, August 19th through the 20th, and a workshop August 21, all of this taking place in Washington, D.C. And I'll give it back to you, and then if Doug has a comment or question, redirect that way, Dr. Ott.
Well, yes. The again, I wasn't there. I don't have actual video footage of what was said. I got to just say this is hearsay, but it's pretty doggone reliable hearsay. The main thrust from what the report I received was how to handle the mass casualties, and it was made clear that the first responders, your medical personnel, would be some of the first casualties of this stuff, and it's just coincidental, I think, that that's who would be the first ones given the vaccine, by the way, along with pregnant and lactating mothers, for heaven's sakes. Well, the thing that came out of that was significant to me was the use of crematoriums versus mass graves, okay? Dr. Albright basically said this in her speech, that there's no, you know, mass graves don't happen now. People, you know, these so-called caskets that have been shown on the internet, or plastic body boxes, No, people just, if they're going to destroy, you know, large amounts of people, they'll just dig a big trench, put them in the bodies in, cover them with lime, and cover them up. Well, not according to this this conference. These so-called body caskets are containers for temporary, basically temporary containers, putting 3 to 4 bodies in them to take them to portable crematoriums. They want to do this to basically stop the disease from spreading. They just make record a note of the casualty, the deceased person for the records, and put them into these boxes, seal them up, and then put them into the on the transport to the crematorium. Now, again, I wasn't there to listen to it with my own ears and watch it with my own eyes, but that's what I was reported, that it was. These so-called coffins are not coffins. They are containers which will hold multiple bodies for a route to a crematorium structure.
Many of us have seen the pictures of those stockpiled in an area somewhere in Georgia. Was the one that I saw.
Yeah, and they'd be reused many times. So.
Okay,
yeah.
And just to corroborate what you're saying, I'm looking at notes I took when they did publicize some of their agenda, and number one breakout session was mass fatality management and planning. Okay, Doug, in Ohio, what do you say?
Well, again, you know, the picture is becoming so much clearer almost hour by hour. And if I may, I'd like to read a couple of sentences from one of these orders from Florida. It states, while in detention quarantine, you shall comply with all orders of the detention facility regarding your medical care. You shall cooperate with the detention facility's access to you and access to your medical records for purposes of delivering or monitoring your medical care. And it says, duty to comply. This action is taken under the police power authority of the health department, and your cooperation is required by law. Violation of any term of this order or failure to comply during the life of this order with the above stated directives, including any attempt by a person to enter, exit, or behave in a manner prohibited by the order, is a crime. And on that,
can you give me the date of that? Is there a date on that? And then for the listener that may have just tuned in, Doug, if you could reference, you said Florida and then one other state.
Iowa.
Iowa?
This is currently on RBN's site. They just put it up.
Right. Okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, just look on the site, republicbroadcasting.org, and you will have more information on that issue. Doesn't look like you have too many rights once you get incarcerated, right? Or
well, according to the, there's also a order to quarantine to resident, and which states that you have to stay home, and they will put a monitoring bracelet around your ankle. So, you know, there's just no getting around the fact that, you know, one way or the other, you're going to be caught in a trap.
Well, we need to also bring out this white paper that I just have a copy of. It's dated May 7th of 2009. The title of it is, quote, an integrated sensor system for the detection of biothreats from pandemics to emerging diseases to bioterrorism. It's written by Dr. Robert E. Carlson, Ph.D., President and Chief Science Officer, a company called Receptors, LLC, located in Chaska, Minnesota. Now, the executive summary of this white paper goes into the patents that have been given by this company's products called Design and Cara platforms. They're going to combine these platforms. What they do is they can scan the body's blood immediately, real time, for a certain specified range of viruses and microbes that they are targeting, okay? Now, this platform is uniting with VeriChip's signal transduction and RFID communications. So you have these microchips, VeriChips, incorporating now these receptors, LLC technology and patents, to have an implantable RFID chip that will scan and report out with a radio signal to specific health monitoring stations for anything from pandemic flu to specific targeted pathogens. Real time, this is on order. They are preparing these as we speak. So you see what's happening. VeriChip has enough chips right now for each man, woman, and child in America. And it's a simple matter to slap the little unit from Receptors LLC on these VeriChips. And now you have the perfect cover, you see, for the microchipping of the entire population. I find it really strange that, you know, I'm not an RFID chip expert, but Dr. Albright is. I don't know why she didn't understand this white paper that just came out. She kind of dismissed the idea that the implantable VeriChip would be tied to, you know, scanning capabilities of, you know, the health establishment. But you see, because of the work of Dr. Albright and spreading the word on this VeriChip RFID technology, invaluably, she did a fantastic job in blowing the whistle. And so Americans said, no, we're not going to allow this. There was a mass uproar, thanks in no small part to Dr. Albright's work. But you see, there has to be now a pandemic excuse, a national health emergency that far exceeds what happened in 9/11, to galvanize normal thinking Americans into just lining up like sheep to get this chip put in them. And this is a perfect cover, trust me. This is how they're doing it.
Going back just a minute to what Doug was saying about the concern over these quarantines or how it's going to be handled, and incredible information there, Doug. We appreciate your calling in, letting the listeners know all about that. On the 23rd day of this month, a group of very impressive, knowledgeable citizenry met once again with the individual who is in charge of the Utah Department of Health Executive Director Office, and of course his name is Dr. Sundwall. And now we have a new governor, so he works directly under our new governor, Gary Herbert. In that interview or discussion that was held there, one member brought up the concern over the militarization of the pandemic process and cited the boots on the ground of the announcement having to take place October 1. It would happen. The announcement was September 30th in the Army Times. But from October 1, 2008, trust me, America, you have this military presence on your soil. So someone in the group brought that up and then also cited the National Guard and the Army and their soliciting for resettlement and internment specialists. And the Attorney General, who represented the governor, said, well, I don't know that. And the party responded and said, well, maybe now you've been told. But he said, I don't know that. And then the party again said, well, are you thinking that what we're saying is not true? And then it sort of was left like that. But I'm just suggesting that, ladies and gentlemen, you need to talk to your local representative, your local legislator, and tell them what you are concerned about and document what you say. Don't let them get away with that, well, they don't know. Did that mean he had no concern as to whether it could be true or not? Now, fast forward back to Ms. Albrecht, very, very important contribution But I'm startled that it seemed like she crashed the news show on the radio and insisted upon being on that.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Dr. Ott, I was wondering if you could recollect something that you exposed, I think it was in 2008, where a high-ranking military person of Chinese army or military made a statement about what their plans were for a future takeover of maybe Canada, United States, or Australia. And it makes all the more importance to me, recollecting that statement, now that I know that the medical research for the virus, actual patent for the virus, is from a Chinese researcher or doctor.
And tied to Taipei, Taiwan, which is really the front organization of the PLA and the CIA together. So, yeah, the individual in question is the defense minister of China, Shi Haoshan, who, according to an intercepted speech, the NSA capabilities spy network basically intercepted the speech. It was presented to members of the U.S. Intelligence Committee in the Senate, and of course leaked out to certain people after that. The speech rings exactly true when you read books such as the Coming China Threat by Geitz and the book The Coming China Wars by Peter Navarro. Flat out incredible source references to know what's going on in China, which is simply this. The Chinese ecology is not sustainable. They understand their resources are dwindling. The population needs expansion. And basically, all of the books and records show that maybe China has another decade left of survivability before plagues of all kinds are unleashed on the Chinese people. And so from a national security standpoint of China surviving as a culture and a people, they are expanding, basically extending the expansion of Chinese nationalism into the world, and that means basically taking over other countries. So Defense Minister Xi Haoxian's speech was basically giving the Chinese People's Liberation Army communist generals a glimpse of what would happen, what needs to happen. This speech was given in 2005. The speech basically said, quote, we must clean up America all of a sudden, meaning that in order to occupy America, that over half of the American population would have to be destroyed. And he said, we have the means to do this now by means of a biological weapon. Now, the timing of that speech is identical to the timing and application of the patent here that I've just referenced.
Could I just interject here, please? April 1, 2005, George W. Bush, executive order, and he added at that time to the communicable disease list a novel influenza. Thought that might be of interest.
Exactly. So here's the patent coming out again, assigned to the U.S. government. This virus is the property of our government. Do you understand the implications of that, ladies and gentlemen? The question then becomes, how are they going to wield it for the worldwide gains of the power elite? Okay, do we trust the Bush administration? Do we trust the Obama administration, which are just basically lockstepping to the elite of the Rockefeller-Rothschild cartel? Do we really believe that the war in Iraq was justified? Do we really believe Iraq had weapons of mass destruction? Do we really believe anything about 9/11? Okay. Everything that we've been told, we just have to realize is because of a much greater worldwide agenda. Nothing happens by accident. Ditto with this swine, so-called novel swine flu. It is most definitely a version of this patented virus that has been released. If a worldwide consortium of big pharma tied back to the Rockefeller-Rothschild money men can make billions, if not trillions, of dollars in a worldwide vaccine before, many, many millions of people die, all the more better. But make no mistake, folks, this is pre-planned, and we the people are the targets. We the people of America are the victims.
I'd just like to replay a little bit of this issue, and also I think there is a great article in regard to the same story of timing and announcements by the WHO or the United Nations World Health Organization. You might go to that website. I believe it's globalresearch.ca. And we'll go to break here, it looks like, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host right here on RBN, today's guest, Dr. True Ott. And I was just leading up to the fact that it seems unusual with such an important story, and may be difficult to do, but with computers things are a little bit easier, the tracking and the numbers that we started out with when this began in April. Now, on July 24th, 09, the CDC is discontinuing any data collection. And yet at the same month, July 2009, it was reported by the World Health Organization that, nonetheless, they don't seem to have all their numbers in a row, but they're predicting as many as 2 billion people could be infected over the next 2 years, a one-third of the total population of the world. Can you call that an economic disaster or a real lockdown of humanity? The gentleman talking about Doug from Ohio and this new revealing information about quarantine, I think we should put quarantine equals imprisonment or internment. Back to you, Dr. Ott.
Well, see, this gets to the whole crux of what I wanted to cover here in this 2 hours, especially this last half hour. And let's just do a recap of how we got to this point in time, meaning level 6, World Health Organization pandemic, issuing the international health regulations, making the WHO basically the Gestapo force in the world as far as forcing quarantines, forced vaccinations, et cetera, because they can't really force their way like the big camel in the tent unless they have the WHO declaration pandemic six. So let's go back and just see. There's worldwide WHO monitoring stations that basically report to Basel, Switzerland, and they track any type of a pandemic outbreak. Okay, right now, for instance, the so-called avian bird flu, which we kind of all have forgotten about, right? Is about
except
a level.
There's lots of vaccinations available, didn't you?
Yeah, still billions of dollars
Governor
of vaccinations. Do you realize that that back in 2006 and 2007, the WHO had the bird flu on about a level 2 to level 3? They were monitoring these hot spots in Indonesia and in Vietnam and Cambodia, okay? But now this is completely off the radar. It's not even being talked about in any stations. Why? What I'm getting at is to get to level 6, the entire predication of this declaration is that the virus is moving into a extremely lethal mutation form and has the ability to rapidly transmit to billions of world population. That's the whole predication for a pandemic level 6. All right, let's back up and know what we know right now, September 1st. Prior to issuing the pandemic level 6, the WHO utilized the CDC computer models where they predicted a massive outbreak of the virus in southern hemispheres in the winter months, which is our summer months, right? Specifically, they predicted 100,000 casualties in Brazil, dead, with 150,000 dead in Australia, New Zealand. So all these predictions was what led up, was a crescendo leading up to the declaration of the pandemic level 6. What do we know has happened now that the flu season is over in Brazil, Peru, South American countries, and specifically Australia? It was a non-event, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't happen. It was like a big, huge firecracker that the fuse went off, and it was a complete dud. And what we know about the pandemic virus, so-called, in America is it's not much different than a rhinovirus cold, maybe much less. My point here is there is no need for a pandemic level 6 declaration at this point in time. I am publicly, listen up, ladies and gentlemen, replay this. John, who's ever on the board, replay this to every station you can get this out to. I am publicly calling for the United States of America, the CDC, Great Britain, and everybody to unite and say, what level 6? We should be at a level 3, max, you see. Knowing what we know now about this so-called pandemic, it's a wet dud firecracker. You see, if we can get the WHO to go back to where they should be at level 3, that takes away the forced vaccination issue. It takes away everything, doesn't it? And that's where we should be. But if they don't listen to this, and if they continue on their mad quest to go into medical martial law, we know that's all a fraud. We know it's all a program, and it's all designed to be spread by the vaccine needles. You see, they didn't have time to vaccinate people with this vaccine in Australia and South America. You know, they fully intended this to spread from human to human contact, doing some mutations along the way. This is all their computer model based on the patent that I've just documented. But it didn't happen the way that the computer said it would. Like in 1918, this thing has gone back to going dormant. Let it go dormant, ladies and gentlemen. Secretary Sebelius, are you listening to me? Why don't you ever return my answers to my letters that I sent to your personal attention? Dr. Sunwall, another health department officials, are you listening to me? There's no need for this mass vaccination unless you want to spread and multiply a pandemic. Then it will be successful. There's no other explanation, ladies and gentlemen. There just isn't. So that's all I have to say on that issue.
Isn't it? You know, the wheels are rolling. They are. The CDC was just so happy to have a allotment of $16 million to have 10 workshops before Labor Day, and they would get their attendees by offering them money for $50 if they would come and $50 if they signed to take the vaccination. They'd give them breakfast, lunch, or dinner, okay? So that's been going on. There were some held over the weekend, some scheduled for this week, a $16 million expenditure of, you know, taxpayers' money, right? So that's going on. And then didn't you think it was interesting in Maine at a high school where they had a drill? And the reason for the drill was the people being so upset and becoming potentially violent because there was a shortage of vaccine. That was the reason.
Mass propaganda, absolute brainwashing techniques. You know, they are injecting people and paying them to do this. And I'm telling you, we're talking about vaccines for the first time having live recombinant frankenviruses in them. You know, if I were to let's say that I'm a conspirator, okay? Let's say that I have stock in Novartis. Let's say that I'm on the board of directors of Novartis Pharmaceutical, and I have this patent for a novel vaccine. And I know that the U.S. government and other people now have a recombinant virus they can use as a biological weapon to release. Okay, if I were to draw up how to release this systematically throughout the countries of the world, I would do it through a vaccine campaign. Think about it. How else would you do it? Vaccines or viruses do not do well in aerosol sprays. They have a very short half-life in the air, especially RNA-mutated viruses. Expose them to the air, and they last maybe an hour max. Then they're gone. They're done. How else would you spread this stuff? You say vaccine needles is a perfect way. Really, they're one of the only ways to do it.
Now, it is true that in some of the vaccines that they say they will have particles or particulate of the actual virus in the vaccine. Is that what you call attenuated?
Yes, attenuated, the very definition of attenuated means weakened, not dead, okay? Let's get the terminology straight. When you see the word attenuated, it's not dead. That's a dead virus is called an antigen. Antigen, anti means against or not. And gen means living or, you know, the first one. So an antigen is basically a dead viral fragment or a dead virus itself. Now, in seasonal flu vaccines, you see you have these antigen dead viral structures that have been basically incubated in chicken eggs. The culture grows and expands, and then it's put into a specific formula of formaldehyde and or ether combination to kill them off completely, turn them into an antigen. It still has all the genetic fragments that are needed for the immune system to recognize and to build up specific antibodies to fight against it. That's the whole premise of a vaccine inoculation. When there's a problem with the seasonal vaccine, if the formulation is off or the antigen is not completely dead, and it comes, testing is made on it for what's called an attenuation structure. Historically, the FDA inspectors have come into these vaccine manufacturers and randomly tested their lots, And if they find attenuated live virus structures in it, boom, the alarm's astounded, and these are all recalled and destroyed, supposedly, right? Well, see, that's exactly what happened in 2004 with Chiron and the main supplier of seasonal flu vaccines to the government. The FDA inspectors found attenuated live viruses in the batch, and they had to recall the whole thing, so we had this terrible, disastrous vaccine shortage. You know, isn't it funny that we were way short on vaccines for the seasonal flu, and 2004 is on record as being one of the mildest flu seasons ever? You think that's just a coincidence, people? I don't. You see, the whole science of vaccination is to create a mini viral infection in the body. You don't want to have it be so much that it creates a full-blown infection, but you want to have a small disease state going on where the body can marshal its immune forces. That's the whole science behind Edward Jenner and the vaccine science, so to speak. I personally disagree strongly with that whole thing, because to keep those viruses dead in antigen state, you have to ingest in the body these thimerosal mercury preservatives, the formaldehyde, the ether, the polysorbate 40s, you know, these surfactant materials that the body just cannot handle in large amounts over time. Okay, these things do build up in your body and can cause other disease states. It's much, much better to rely on sanitation, to rely on minerals and vitamins that have been shown to build up your immune system, to protect your cell wall from invasion of viruses. You see, that's the difference. I'm a naturopathic doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. The naturopathic worldview is simply build the terrain up. Increase the body's natural defenses. And, you know, if you do happen to get a virus, well, just sit back and enjoy it, because that's Mother Nature's way of helping the cells dump garbage. The fever phenomenon is nature's way of burning out the virus. Vomiting, diarrhea, it's body's cleansing. Keep it in, you know, in the bounds that nature has provided, and it's a better thing for your body overall. You know, it's not a matter of never getting sick. It's a matter of understanding the life cycles that God has created for mankind to become a perfectly balanced individual with nature. That's what it's all about in my book. Okay?
I have a question here about the distribution of the vaccine. And also, I'd like to give out the call-in number, 800-313-9443. And, you know, we'd hear from you and be delighted if you thought maybe you had some questions and maybe disagreed. We'd be happy to talk with you as well. My question was this idea of novel. You know, they put that out there, A, novel, and H1N1. Could you tell us again, does that mean new or different? Why do they use the novel term?
Well, what is the definition of novel as far as a book? Okay, it's something that's wide sweeping and never before presented, right? Mm-hmm. It's novel in the dictionary definition is new and unique. So in that sense, we're talking about brand new combinations that have never before been seen in the human experience, okay, according to the records that have been kept by the World Health Organization, the CDC, and others. So that's what it basically means. When you talk about a novel H1N1, well, if it's just a straight nothing, H1N1, well, there's novel strains happening every year as pig viruses interact with human viruses. There's mutations along that occur every year. Some of them are brand new, others have never been seen before, and others have been slightly variations of that thing, okay? What we're talking about here, make no mistake, is a novel recombinant virus, which is much different than just a pure H1N1. A recombinant virus is combining gene clades, genomes, DNA strands, okay, with species-specific viruses, bird, pig, and human in a combination. Okay, it's like a combination plate at your local Mexican restaurant. You know, it has beans or rice plus tacos versus just a straight taco. Okay, this does not a recombination just doesn't happen in nature. It's literally like rolling snake eyes 1,000 times in a row with honest dice. You just don't do that.
Okay, we're okay. Going to go to break here. I like your analogy. I like Mexican food, so I have an enchilada with the taco. Okay, we're going to go to the final segment. We've had an extraordinary moment here, and we do have a caller calling in from Wisconsin. We come back.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to Born on the 4th of July, remember the Bill of Rights and this great nation. Are you going to keep it? We have Mark in Wisconsin. You're on with Dr. Ott.
Hello, Dr. Ott.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I was wondering if you ever heard of Operation Fax to stop the Vax?
Yes, I have, in fact. I've given some input on that site and what they're doing. I agree with 90% of what they're putting out, but I think they've got some misinformation on the other 10%. Not a problem. Basically, whatever it takes to get the message out, I'm all for.
Right, right. I, from what I gather, they're contacting military personnel, governors, school administrators, all those sorts of people. They're sending them things by certified mail so that everyone knows that they got them in case something happens. They may be criminally culpable. I guess that's the reason they're doing it. And
Mark, could you explain to the listening audience a little bit more about the website you're describing, where they can find it?
Yes. You'll have to Google the phrase because it's a subpage from the a website called thehealingpraxis.com. So if you Google Operation Facts to Stop the Vax, and that's Vax with an X. Again, Operation Facts to Stop the Vax. Vax is with an X. You can go to that site, and they've got downloadable flyers. I mean, and she's got a four-step plan to get people mobilized to get the word out about these vaccines. It's very exciting because everyone's just sitting around saying, oh, what are they going to do to us next? What are they going to do to us next? And people are actually getting out there and doing something to them to gain their sovereignty back. So I find the site completely exciting. And who would have ever thought that vaccines would be the straw that broke the camel's back here in America, where the people finally stood up and said no? But this is a plan where people can get into action. It's great.
Well, I would hope that they would incorporate what I just talked about today. You know, the facts of the matter are this second wave that was supposed to be so deadly in the Southern Hemisphere has not materialized now at this late date. It proves their modeling to be absolutely wrong. And I'm here to tell you there is no need to go on with this lunacy. Absolutely no need. It didn't work. It was like your failed smallpox scare of 2001. You know, Rockefeller, and listen to me, listen very closely, you nutcase, Dr. Henry Kissinger, listen closely. We're not stupid idiots that you think we are. We know what you're doing. We know the gig is up. You can't do it anymore. Stop it. Brzezinski, are you listening? Stop it. Okay,
Mark, we hope you're going to stop it, too. Appreciate your calling. Dr. Ott, what about taking such extraordinary stands and standing tall and putting your own research and your work and your tireless hours devoted to the survival of humanity? What about your well-being and your safe care and keeping?
Well, Barbara Jean, we're all in the same boat together. Whether I'm targeted by a crazy nut in a speeding car, as my wife was, apparently. She's still recovering, by the way, bedridden, and we wish the best and pray for her all the time. I received a note, by the way, that this was a warning, and I better listen to it or it'll be worse next time. But we're all in a threatened position. It's just a matter of the method, okay? 150 million Americans are being threatened with death from a biological weapon. We can't sit back and worry about what may happen.
All right, it's time to stand tall, America. Our time is up. Thanks so much. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, Dr. Ott.
Thank you so much, Barbara Jean.
You bet.
With recent internet